Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is unprecedented territory. Bringing in a former president for potential indictment, how does this work?
What's so surprising in the reporting is that there's not much planning going on, at least between the Trump camp and the Manhattan District Attorney. People close to the former president say there are real gaps, tensions between the DA and the Trump team about how this could unfold, whether there would be a perp walk or cameras or the former president walking in, whether he would have a private entrance or not.
There you have Margaret Brennan talking with Robert Costa on Face the Nation yesterday about this pending possible perp walk or surrender or, well, you know, tomorrow's a long way away in D.C. time, or New York time, I guess, in this case, between now and what's actually going to happen.
What we do know is that the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, has informed his own colleagues that he will do everything he can to keep them safe, knowing the former president has called for protests. There's a lot of unease inside the Manhattan DA's office at this time. Whenever there is an indictment, should it come, it would be coordinated by NYPD and Secret Service and other local authorities. CBS News has learned there are some conversations among those entities at this moment.
So what happened is we got a note Saturday morning from former President Trump on Truth Social in all caps. And sometimes I feel like he wishes there was something even stronger than all caps, you know, like all caps isn't yelling loudly enough. He says, and it's seriously, who uses all caps? Stop it. Now illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors, exclamation mark fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take our nation back, exclamation mark. It's just, it's exhausting. First of all, it sounds kind of like, you know, when the county will put up a proclamation for, you know, whatever day, and they give you 83 whereases, and you're like, all right, just get to the point already. you know, there's like 14 run-on sentences here, but okay, so he's apparently, you know, been indicted, right? Manhattan District Attorney, or is going to. They said they neither confirm nor comment on an impending indictment. The question is, will he, won't he, under what circumstances, and does it help or hurt him politically?
This is also obviously a huge political story. Senator Lindsey Graham said yesterday the prosecutor in New York, quote, has done more to help Donald Trump get elected president than any single person in America today. Is that how the Trump camp sees it?
Well, Senator Graham is a longtime advisor and friend of former President Trump, and the Trump wing of the Republican Party sees this as a very similar moment to what happened when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, that this is going to create a lot of momentum for the president, the former president, in the 2024 race.
I believe it was Elon Musk. You heard of him? He's a small investor on the West Coast. I think Elon Musk's comment was that if this happens, Trump will be reelected in a landslide victory, which is not what you would think, right? You know, guy gets indicted. But the theory going is something like this. He was harassed in office, repeated impeachment efforts that really went nowhere and were overblown and silly. And then you have the January 6th where he gets forced off of all the social media based on, you know, his connection to the events at the Capitol. And what some people believe, he caused it. Other people believe he talked and people took matters in their own hands and did inappropriate things. But that's a conversation, you know, for many other days. And then, okay, now he got the raid at Mar-a-Lago over the, you know, the documents, which was a big deal until similar documents got discovered in Biden's garage next to the Corvette and everywhere else. And everybody seemed to have documents. And we moved on from that pretty quickly. I keep seeing this meme on Facebook, what is the one they're always talking about? It's the newest thing, whatever it is. It was first the indictments, and now it's the hot balloon. You know, it's the balloon thing, and I can't even remember now what the most recent one is. But, and, you know, and here I've still got my decorations up for document season. You know, like, how do you keep up? So now, but the theory is that the Mar-a-Lago thing inspired a lot of sympathy for Trump. It was viewed as a very political attack. And then it turned out that it was very uneven handling of documents from him and documents from other people. And the theory here is the same, that Elon Musk is saying, look, you indict him for this now, and he's a running candidate, possibly the front runner for the 2024 nomination. Oh, you just guarantee him victory because everybody's going to see it for what it is. Maybe. Could be you overestimate their chances. You know, you could overestimate the response of the American people to something that has been done a couple of times in the past. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Pinecone Drive and 297A showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. That's in Cantonment. And still in J, Shamukla and Howell Pit Road. The northbound lane is shut down. One southbound lane is open after it looks like an accident this morning. You're seeing there's an obstruction of the roadway. Again, in J, Shamukla Highway and Howell Pit Road. Northbound shut down. One southbound lane open. So a little slow near that area. 437-1620. You can text in if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you're working on a project, you want advice, right? You want good advice from people who know what they're doing. That's Pensacola Hardware. They have been literally giving people advice and hardware and supplies and guidance since 1851. Before the Civil War. Oldest business in the entire state of Florida. It's amazing. And so the point is, they're there for you. Okay, they're there to give you that help, to give you the equipment, to whatever the case is that you need, you can go there for them. Comprehensive service, that's the idea. Whether you're just a guy like me who's, you know, just trying to get the honey-do list done, or whether you build homes and businesses for a living, Pensacola Hardware, they are your place right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Today is the day that spring begins. The Bible beautifully explains in Song of Solomon 2:11, and I quote, "For lo, the winter is past, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come." Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through his creation. Be sure to pause to listen as the birds chirp. Take time away from the hustle and bustle of life and enjoy seeing the trees as God brings back their color. As you look at his creation, be still and know that he is God. Throughout an individual's life, you only get a certain number of springtimes to enjoy. So as we rejoice in the stewardship of this time of the year, be sure to take time to thank God for his creation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11. Before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, where are you going?
I'm setting booty traps.
Booby traps?
That's what I said, Sam. Setting booby traps in case of anybody's following us.
Naval Air Station Pensacola reopening the base to the public next weekend for that one weekend only. What are you telling people when they question and are asking about reopening that base permanently?
Well, enterprise-wide throughout the Department of Defense, you're seeing the DoD a little more precise about protecting their private property rights. I deal with this issue at NAS Pensacola. I deal with this issue on Okaloosa Island, where the military is getting a little frisky about the fact that folks are walking over onto some of their property there.
Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, talking with Sue Strawn, Channel 3, about NAS Pensacola access, and said something that was, I don't know, caught my ear anyway.
The best way to get more access to NAS Pensacola is for us to have compliance with the regulations on the 25th and the 26th of this month. The last time we had an open weekend at NAS Pensacola, there were guns and there were drugs seized on the way in. So leave those things at home. Let's have great behavior while folks are on the base, comply with all of the Navy's regulations, and let's hope we can open up more of those opportunities. Obviously, the issue with our terrific museum is an infrastructure-related question. We've had very productive meetings with senior leadership at the Navy. We hope to be able to get some opportunities on the east side of the base to be able to have access there and to ensure that people are able to enjoy the museum.
The what you said now? Drugs and guns. So I did check with base public affairs, and here's the information that I got, okay? We did have some people who declared that they had handguns when they were asked by security. You know, you get a security checkpoint, and they ask you, do you have any weapons in the car? And they said, well, yeah, I mean, I've got a gun. It's Florida. right? And they said, yeah, okay, so you can't come in with the gun. Which I have had this issue. I've never taken a gun on the base. I'm just like, if I carry, and I do, and then I have to think, oh, I'm going to the base today. Well, I can't have the gun in the car, right? Because, that's the rule. Just like if you're going to a college campus or something, same basic rule, except more so when it's military base. So they were honest. They admitted to it. So they were turned around. And that's why they specifically say no guns. That also includes concealed carry permit holders, which people might think, oh, I've got a permit. I'm okay. No, no. And then I also asked about the drugs allegation, and I was told that they randomly do security and vehicle searches, and one person didn't declare they had a handgun during a search. One was found in their trunk, immediately escorted off base and charged. He says he didn't remember any specifically for drugs that day, but he does find them on occasion. They do find, not he, but security finds them on occasion. They do random searches regularly and do find them. And those individuals are then turned into Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So basically, I think it's true. Okay, it's true. People had them and turned around voluntarily. One person at least had it on the base and, it was found. Somebody else apparently had some kind of drugs. He doesn't remember them specifically on the open house day, but some other times it does happen. So please behave. You don't need to wait for Austin Powers to tell you. Behave. Okay? If you want to have access to the base, stop ruining it for all of us, people! 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning. Donald Trump is going to have his first campaign rally for the 2024 campaign in Texas. He'll be holding a rally at the Waco Regional Airport on Saturday. That's just days after he's predicting that he'll be arrested on charges out of Manhattan. And former rapper, or I guess current rapper, Snoop Dogg launching a new line of coffee. This is very relevant for us morning folks here. Hip-hop entrepreneur is partnering with an Indonesian coffee maker to launch a new line. It's called Indo XYZ. He calls it a premium lifestyle coffee brand. I'm not really sure how that differs from regular coffee, but
I'll tell you how it's going to differ from regular coffee. It's going to have extra stuff in it.
Ah.
Come on. Snoop Dogg's making coffee.
Here's my impression.
It's gonna even you out. Go on. Nice.
That was a bong.
That's nice. That's the coffee. It's gonna come with a.
That
it's
way
gonna,
too
it's
good
gonna
of
be
an
a coffee bong, is what that's gonna be.
I know. Oh, and man. He has an Indo, which is kind of like there's dry. Well, no, okay, weed breaks into two sides.
You've advanced past my knowledge perimeter
like
now.
Like an Indo is there's what Indica and Sativa, and I just think it's funny that he named it like after weed. His coffee.
Name the coffee after weed.
Yeah, it's like really? Indo.
You know what this is going to wind up to me? This is going to be, it's going to either be a flavor, like it's going to have that flavor. Like, they make beer that's got like weed
that,
flavor.
That smells like weed.
And
that
it's
doesn't
awful.
Taste.
It's disgusting. I've tried some by accident. I'm like, oh, how do I make sure I never drink that again? But I am not the only person in the universe who buys things.
True. I know. I'm sure it would taste delightful.
Other people enjoy certain flavors.
Yeah,
just
but not
say.
Before they come into work.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, sorry. I thought, okay.
David, thanks for the update.
Yeah, thanks, David.
7:25 on News Radio 92.3. cannabis expert Candy is going to tell us about traffic.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying it, you know? Like, it's. I just think it's funny, and I can't wait. I mean, he teamed up with Martha Stewart for lighters.
What was that? Sepultiva? What did you call it? I'm joking. I'm not really joking. Go ahead, Candy.
And I learned... Never mind. I told you who I learned it from because I was very surprised. I'm so glad to have you back. I bet you are. As we take a look at our roads, the good news is we're not showing a lot on the roads. 297A southbound traffic is backed up to Sherry Lane after an accident at Pine Cone in 297A. Y'all are hilarious.
That's so funny,
you guys. Sorry. Pine Cone Drive, 297A.
To the bong demo again. Or wine tasting.
Or wine tasting.
That's all you meant. Wine
tasting.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah.
The fine wine of Snoop Dogg.
Also, and don't do drugs, kids. Okay, Pinecone Drive. And again, it's backing up the Sherry Lane at 297A. North Davis and I-10 showing a partial roadblock now. Use caution in that area for a disabled vehicle in the roadway. Again, that's Davis and right there at the I-10 exit. Shemucla Highway and Howell Pitt Road. This is in J. Now, obstruction on the highway, it says. One lane is open. Northbound shut down. One southbound lane is open. Again, that's Shemucla Highway and Howell Pitt Road in J. And then even more north of that, it looks like at 4... at State Road 4 in J, a vehicle crash with injuries but not showing a roadblock. So, of course, be careful this morning. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, really informative and local dependable. 726, sorry.
Hey, if you are looking forward to the summer when the temperatures get back to normal and you're going to have a lawn that's either going to be fantastic, adequate, or embarrassing, right? I mean... Okay, that's the truth, right? Those are your options. You want to avoid embarrassing, and you'd like to avoid adequate. You'd like it to be fantastic. Well, you don't solve that problem in July. You solve that problem in March by calling NSEC because they will come out, they'll look at your lawn. They've got a program that's going to make your lawn healthy, lush, and help keep your weeds to a minimum. 8 annual applications, timed and programmed and targeted to your lawn and what it needs. And it's easy to get started. You get a free lawn analysis and an estimate, so it's no obligation just to have them check it out. Initial soil sample will indicate what amendments are needed and will create a plan for your lawn success. Fertilizer applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, and fungicide applications. And in addition to NSEC's Healthy Lawn Program, they offer aeration, sod, plugging, and even recommend grass types. So sign up today, get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program that includes initial soil samples and lime treatment on an average size yard, and they are hiring. NSEC is hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, good benefits, 401k health insurance, and opportunities for advancement and growth apply at worknsec.com. So over the weekend, you had some basketball. If you are, if you are a Purdue fan, heartbreak for you. Too bad. I had them to win it all, and I still love to see FDU win. That was so much fun. Second time it ever happens in the history of the tournament. That is amazing. FAU, Florida Atlantic University, won their first game ever in the tournament, beating Memphis. And then also, FAU took out FDU. Just doesn't seem fair because I wanted to be able to watch them both do well. But the most interesting and entertaining and perhaps awkward and embarrassing thing that happened in the tournament this weekend didn't happen on the court. It happened near the court where, first of all, Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, showed up at her alma mater to watch her alma mater, Howard University, play in Iowa. And she got booed.
She did.
She got booed. And then when they lost, she showed up in the locker room to talk to the, keep this in mind, college students. They're not in kindergarten, but you wouldn't have known it from this speech.
You played hard. You played to the very last second. You made all us Bisons so, so proud. You hustled out there. You are smart. You are disciplined. You put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right? Until the last minute, you guys did that.
You guys are smart, you're pretty, you're confident.
You're reminding
me
of the
spell.
Help.
So you keep playing with chin up and shoulders back. Because you showed the world who Bison are. Right?
I mean, you, literally what you have done is in historic proportion. You know, I was at Howard back in the day where we were just happy that there was a game. Much less getting to this place.
So, if you're lucky, one day you too will hear a consolation, chin up, shoulders back, you're good, you're smart, you're pretty speech from Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, which I'm sure they enjoyed immensely after the loss in the tournament. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. China's President Xi Jinping's arrived in Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia and China call it a no-limits friendship, and Vladimir Putin could do with a friend right now. His invasion of Ukraine draining cash and resources, and over his head a war crimes arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there should be calm, not violent protests if former President Trump is arrested, but says the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation is political.
It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences.
Trump's under investigation for a hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. He says he expects to be arrested and wants supporters to protest. The grand jury is expected to be hearing from its last witness today. The former president declined an invitation to testify himself. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31, News Radio 92.3. It's a cold Monday morning right now. 34 degrees, sunshine here in Pensacola. Temperatures ranging anywhere from the low to mid-30s all across the region, and there is a freeze warning in effect for the area. We're going to get a little bit warmer today in the 50s and 60s and up into the 70s by midweek. More on that with Brooke Richardson in just a couple of minutes. The investigation continues into the cause of a fire that killed a one-year-old and sent other kids to the hospital on Friday.
I'm sad. And I'm bad, too. I won't know what the hell happened.
That's grandfather Joseph Lister. And he says four of his grandkids were at the home when it caught fire. A nine-year-old girl reportedly called 911 and reported the fire. Two young boys, only 2 and 3 years old, were saved. A one-year-old was killed. Fire officials say two firefighters were also hurt trying to rescue the kids. They're expected to be okay, though. An Iowa man has died after a car crash in Escambia County, Alabama. State troopers say 36-year-old Michael Willits was riding in a Jeep that left the road, hit a couple of trees. This all happened about 18 miles east of Brewton. Willits was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from that Jeep. The crash happened on Rock Creek Road. The person driving the Jeep has not been identified. They were taken to the hospital. Right now, there's no word on their condition as well. Former President Donald Trump accusing President Biden of trying to influence the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in the Stormy Daniels hush money payment case. More from Mark Mayfield.
Trump made the claim Sunday on his Truth Social platform, adding that Biden wants to pretend he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's assault on democracy, when in fact he has stuffed the DA's office with Department of Injustice people. He also accused District Attorney Alvin Bragg of taking his orders from D.C. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the case on Tuesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Escambia County School Board could make a decision on whether to move back towards an elected superintendent this week. That item will be up for discussion at the school board meeting on Tuesday. The county moved from an elected to an appointed superintendent back in 2018 after voters decided on that change in a ballot referendum. Several female business owners were hard at work over the weekend. They were at a women's business shopping market. This all happened in Gulf Breeze. The event was held at the Eatery on Gulf Breeze Parkway Sunday afternoon.
We just thought it would be fun to celebrate Women's History Month, get women business owners together, support each other, and network and get our names out there.
That is event coordinator Charlene Cook, and organizers say they're hoping that they can turn this event into a semi-annual event. One person taken to the hospital after a car crashed into a ditch in Cantonment on Saturday. FHP says that happened near the Grandview Florist on South Highway 29. The driver identified as a 66-year-old man from Baghdad. Troopers say the car left the road, went airborne, crashed into the ditch. Right now, there's no word on the man's injuries. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. It is 7:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Lots going on so far this morning. And Jay, we have a couple of things to watch out for. One is a vehicle crash with injuries, of course, on 4 and 399. It says there's no roadblock, though. There is a blockage, though, at Shemucla Highway and Howell Pitt Road in Jay. The northbound lane is shut down. One southbound lane is open. Pinecone Drive and 297A have a backup on 297A back to Sherry Avenue, I believe. Sherry Lane, rather. Southbound traffic is backed up to Sherry Lane on 297A. Certainly use caution there. There's another accident. This is on Davis Highway near the I-10 interchange and a disabled vehicle causing a roadblock in that area. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. This brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 58 degrees for your high under mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, staying cool with a low near 41. We're going to be staying on the cooler side for Tuesday, but warming up slightly with a high near 64, mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 34 degrees sunshine in Pensacola, 36 in Gulf Breeze, and 31 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. First Republic Bank saw its credit ratings downgraded deeper into junk status by S&P Global, which said the lender's recent $30 billion deposit infusion from 11 big banks may not solve its liquidity problems. The downgrade could add to market concerns about the San Francisco-based bank, which has scrambled to assure investors and depositors about its health following this month's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, which also served many wealthy clients, and Signature Bank. 7-Eleven has announced its new proprietary electric vehicle charging network at select stores across the U.S. and Canada, as well as a related app. The convenience retailer says it intends to build one of the largest and most compatible EV fast charging networks of any retailer in North America with the launch of the 7-Charge network. 7-Charge is already delivering charging services to customers in several locations in Florida, Texas, Colorado, and California. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
And don't laugh at me.
No,
I don't laugh at you.
Mr.
And another thing, and there you go again.
No,
so there's the smirk.
Y'all
okay.
both may need to take a breath, Mr.
Well,
Cusack. I mean,
I'm just, I don't like to be, I smirk that.
I hear you.
Respect.
No one likes that. And I think Mr. Andrade's trying to explain he didn't intend that, but
Thank you, Mayor. No, Mr. Councilman Cusack, I was just trying to clarify, and I was trying to work in again by pointing out the graphic. The graphic does not distinguish between a site or an area. It's a generalized version of the statute. If you look to the statute defines and clarifies and distinguishes sites and areas.
Okay. So, yes, it's another episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. And in this case, you have Mike Cusack, a relatively new member since November, and Alex Andrade. And Mike is not grasping the distinction between a brownfield site and a brownfield area. A brownfield site is one where there's contamination. A brownfield area is anything anywhere in the vicinity, and under the statute is kind of like could be almost anything. In fact, if you look at a map of the city of Milton, what you see is like almost half of the city limits are a brownfield area, okay? It's for economic redevelopment. It was originally intended, the idea was this is kind of like a blighted area that's kind of connected to the brownfield site, but is not actually a site itself, does not actually have any problems with it. But if you look at the overall map of the city of Milton, it's pretty enormous. And the issue is that there is a location that is not adjoining the current brownfield area that wants to be designated as a brownfield area in order to get a whole bunch of economic benefits. They're building apartment complexes. They've actually broken ground. I guess they're building there, I've been told. So they're already building, and they're going to build it with or without this benefit. But if they get this benefit, then theoretically they would be able to pass on the savings to the renters and be able to, you know, have more affordable housing as kind of the backdrop here. Mike Cusack is upset because he doesn't think that we should be lying and calling it a brownfield area when it has no connection to the brownfield site at all, but he's also a little bit confused over the site versus the area. Sites have bad stuff in them, areas don't, is kind of the backdrop here, okay? And then he gets angry because Alex Andrade, who understands the difference here and is explaining it to him, and Randy Jorgensen is explaining to him, and, you know, Alex made some facial gestures, which are unfortunate, and I understand because you get frustrated with people sometimes. You kind of let it show a little bit, and I get that. I very much get that. So Miguel Gonzalez shows up here, and he's a property owner in the vicinity.
I own four lots in Milton, and not in the city, but in the county, in Santa Rosa County. And I had to send a letter to all my neighbors just because I wanted to combine them into one property. And I am really surprised that I did not get a letter about this because I own a property adjacent to this property. I'm not sure how that happens. But I'm glad one of my neighbors told me about this because it concerns me.
So the fact is that you do not, under state statute, have to notify the neighbors. But I think everybody recognized at the meeting that that was a mistake. They should have. It'd be better if. You know, sometimes good governance, just like good friends and good anything else, is you go above and beyond what you have to do and you do better. And as an owner of a property adjacent to the potential brownfield area expansion, he wishes that he would have known, because he shows up and he says, look, brownfield sounds bad.
A property adjacent to mine is about to be considered a brownfield, which, whether we like it or not, it has a bad stigma to it. It's associated with pollution in everybody's minds. People associate brownfield with pollution. I understand it doesn't have to be polluted, but in people's minds, it is pollution.
And that's true. In fact, that's accurate. In fact, if you go back to the comments made earlier by the developer's representative, he said, this is exactly why when you go around the state, people don't always call them brownfield areas, because that word has a stigma. So they call them all kinds of things, community redevelopment zones. You know, I mean, they could literally call it, you know, the lollipop and kittens happy place to build stuff zone. And then people wouldn't get the wrong impression. But when this was originally done in Milton, they opted, perhaps in error in the past, but not realizing the importance of it, opted to call it brownfield area. So it's a brownfield area. Therefore, in a lot of people's minds, it has a stigma. And several of the property owners in that vicinity showed up to kind of complain about that. And many of them kind of acknowledged this or agreed with this. There was one guy, I never did catch his name.
So this leg that's going back to make it contiguous, is that a right-of-way?
Yes, sir.
So we're basically asking to make the right-of-way part of the brownfield so that the private property can now be contiguous to meet a legal definition?
That's apparently what's proposed, and I would ask that there be order in the chamber. If you have conversations, please take them out.
That was a sincere question.
No,
is that what we're
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir. I'm hearing you sincere. Yes,
and
sir.
We don't see that as a manipulation of the legal code or the state law. I'm sorry, but I don't think that we can have integrity and think that this is a brownfield if that's what we're doing to stretch it. So I'm sorry.
So you remember this all started at the previous meeting when Shannon Rice, former city councilwoman, got up and said, y'all are lying. This is a lie. This is lying liars. And what we're hearing is a couple of things. For example, there is no connection between this particular location. And if you're wondering where it is, it's like north of Highway 90, right off of the turn at Glover Lane, when Glover Lane kind of bends west there for a bit, south of Long Street. Okay. The current brownfield area is everything south of 90 and everything east of Dogwood. And then like half the city, everything east of Stewart, basically. But this little part is not included. And it's true. The way it's not contiguous to the existing brownfield area. In fact, the way they're making it contiguous is by using a right-of-way across a street. So it's like the street is the popsicle stick, you know, and then the property sits on the end of the popsicle stick like the popsicle, none of which is connected to the current brownfield area. And that does look super weird and hinky if you're looking at it for the first time. And it seems super bizarre. And several property owners in the area had said, I don't understand why we're doing this. Is it going to make my property devalue? Am I available for these improvements? Am I available for this benefit? It's not even contiguous. It's not got pollution. And sort of the mounting pile of opposition became eventually overwhelming for the city council. I'll get to that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. Watching a few things. Pinecone Drive at 297A showing an accident. It looks like it is backed up to Sherry, as I understand, on 297A. Shemekla Highway, Howell Pitt Road, and J northbound is shut down. One southbound lane open. It's Traffic on the Fives. It's brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to this conversation with the Milton City Council. What initially sounded like angry Mike Cusack just raising the stink with Shannon Rice in the background at the previous meeting, now all of a sudden you kind of have this flood of local property owners who have shown up and are angry about this because they weren't notified, even though they don't have to be. And they feel like this is going to harm the value of their property, or it's going to maybe, you know, well, why don't you give us this designation? Why can't we all get this designation if it is such a great and wonderful benefit? Pam Mitchell.
The businesses that are surrounded, that are wrapped around and adjacent to your projected brownfield, has anybody notified those businesses? It's Florida Pest Control, Anderson Equipment, and I think it's like Timberwood or something, those apartments that are back in there. But they actually will be wrapped around with this designation. And you can't tell me that that's not going to cause a problem in the future when they try and get a value on their properties.
Well, you can't tell me. It depends on what the data shows about whether designated something as a brownfield area increases or decreases its value. You know, the CRA in Milton has gone up in value. So being designated as a redevelopment area doesn't mean that it loses value necessarily. And certainly if there are some kinds of tax benefits available for owning that property, it might go up in value. I mean, I don't know the answer to that, okay? And I don't think a lot of good evidence was given one way or the other on that in the meeting. But the basic gist of the crowd that was kind of worked up about this is we're lying.
I live in Milton. I'm a local house painter, and I'm building a little house on Long Street. And I'm just concerned. I mean, it sounds like you're saying this land has been tested and it's not contaminated.
That's right.
But yet you're calling it a brownfield so the developer can get attacked. That's what it sounds like. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's correct.
But that's what it sounds like, what's going on here. So why don't y'all just don't call it a brownfield? Strike it off the map as a brownfield, because it sounds like it's not.
Yeah, they ought to rename it. That would solve a lot of problems. But yeah, again, brownfield area, not contaminated. Brownfield site, contaminated. That makes a big difference. So in the end, what was initially going to be probably a 6-2 vote to approve this, with all of the upset property owners and with the non-contiguity of the parcel to the other brownfield and using the popsicle stick of the right-of-way, basically the city council all said, oh man, we just don't want any part of this anymore. we were on side, and especially Jeff Snow, who's been kind of the champion of this, had been the champion of this, said,
I do have a problem that we didn't notify. Did we not send out letters, Randy, on this?
It's not required under state statute.
We did not.
Well, I think next time on anything of like this, we should. And I apologize to the public for that not being done.
Please be quiet in the chamber. Mr. Snow is recognized.
So, don't smirk.
I don't think there's ill will on the developer or anyone else, but I am listening to the citizens that have vested interest right on Long Street.
Yeah, and he says, look, sorry about we didn't send out notice, but I'm listening to the property owners, and they don't want this, and so I'm going to vote no on this. And it winds up being a unanimous vote to deny it, which was probably the wrong vote. And I'll tell you why. I've been talking a little bit with some folks about this, and what I have heard is a couple of things. Number one, this gets done all the time, even with the weird use of the right-of-way, because apparently – in subsequent comments on the statute, the legislature basically intends, because it's state money, okay? The legislature intends to expand brownfield areas as much as possible in order to spur investment. And if this is the way you do it this way. No big deal. Using a right-of-way to expand into a zone that's not contiguous otherwise gets done with city limits expansions, annexations, and apparently gets done with brownfield area designations as well. It's not weird. So the state wants you to expand brownfield areas. I said about half the city is a brownfield area. Okay. So it can't be that that's horrible for the reputation of the property and parcels therein. This would have been beneficial to the developer, but would again, theoretically also allow him to allow lower rents. Okay. And be able to provide housing at a cheaper rate. And so it does seem like the city council got bullied on the spur of the moment. And I'll be honest, as I'm sitting there with them, that's what I'm thinking, too, is like, I'm in favor of this. Oh, no, now I don't know about this anymore so much. These are a lot of questions, you know? And in the sort of heat of the moment, without cooler heads being able to give better perspective, I think they probably made the wrong vote. But they went with what they thought the people were asking them to do, and with the information they had at the time, they made probably the right vote. You follow? So sometimes it's just not getting enough of the right perspective on the moment in order to know how to handle something like this. 751 on News Radio 92.3. But again, the most important takeaway from all of this to keep in mind is you just want to be really, really, really sure that you don't laugh when Councilman Cusack is talking.
And don't laugh at me.
No,
I don't laugh at you.
Mr.
And another thing.
That's always a good reminder. If you can pull it, do it. This installment of the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, brought to you by Smirk Control. You're 7:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're trying to figure out, do I want to? Do I want to wait? What's the demand like right now? What's it going to be like in a month? What's the Fed going to do? How is that going to affect things? What's the market doing in my neighborhood, in my community, in my price tier? Because those are not all the same question, right? And that can make a difference. Like, you know, the market can be slow for most people, but in your price tier, maybe it's hot. That's the kind of stuff that a generalist like me looking in from the outside isn't going to know, but an expert on the inside like Christina Leavenworth will absolutely know. Selling more than 200 homes a year, being asked to go teach other realtors how to sell homes effectively. And I know it's kind of funny because I know her perspective on this is I know a lot of the details. I know how to do this very well. But at the same time, a lot of what I do is I just do what they tell you to do. And nobody does. And that's true in sales. You know, if you just do what you're supposed to do, right? But what she does is all the little things because she thinks of every home like it's her house that she's selling. I know she takes it very personally, and that shows in the results. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get good advice. Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty are just fantastic at this. 723-9158, 723-9158.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you paying attention to China, Russia, and Ukraine? Any reminders of the Cold War days? If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, now is the time to make the call. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focused on core importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on rabies, early learning, prenatal care, and safe sleep. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
Join Bob Burgi, Senior Wealth Advisor of Alpha Star Wealth Management, this morning at 9 on News Radio 92.3 for Your Money Matters on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep and eventually pass on to the folks you love. Learn how to take financial control, avoid unnecessary taxes, and combat the latest threats to your retirement savings. Bob will be taking your calls and questions this morning at 9 with Alpha Star Management on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's my pie.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they wear.
7:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local fraternity. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That's my pie.
Poor Alpha Beta.
Oh, poor Alpha Betas. All right. Lamar's limp-wristed throwing style is here with us. And
I love that movie. It could not be made today.
I could not. Definitely could not.
Also, oh my God, how bad are the nerds? Like, they assault those ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, in the movie, you're like, yeah. Get their underpants.
Why do they call you Booger? I don't know. Candy's got traffic
on the
fives.
Oh, now I have to do traffic. Great. It's such a good movie, and it's so awful. Pinecone Drive at 297A. Now, there is a backup to Sherry Avenue from 297A. Caution there. Another accident. Davis and Lewis Street. The left turn lane is now blocked. Davis and Lewis Street in Pensacola. Another accident in J. Obstruction on the highway. This is what you want to watch out for. Shemuckla Highway and Howell Pitt Road. Northbound is shut down. One southbound lane is open. And certainly, if you know different, let us know. Another vehicle crash with injuries. Not showing a road block, though, on 4 and 399 in J as well. This is traffic on the fives. And again, text in if you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Since we're in the realm of potty humor, can I tell you how my ears misheard what you just said? I didn't hear vehicle crash.
What'd you hear?
Fecal crash.
Fico crash?
Fecal.
Oh, no. Like brownfield?
What up?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's an area, not a site.
I know. No, sorry.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines.
Congratulations, David.
Working with a couple of kindergartners up in here, David.
How do you have a Marconi?
The body of a 19-year-old that was found in South Carolina nearly 8 years ago is going to be exhumed and re-examined. South Carolina's state law enforcement agency says apparently new evidence came up while investigating the murders of Maggie and Paul Murdoch. The wife and son of the once prominent, now disbarred attorney Alex Murdoch. He was convicted earlier this month of their deaths. The White House having a discussion today on mental health, and who better to talk with than apparently the cast of Apple TV series Ted Lasso. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden is hosting actor Jason Sudeikis and several other cast members later today.
Oh my God! But the thing is,
okay, for real though.
Yeah, and it
is good.
and so Ted Lasso is just the most recent installment of this. I don't know. Maybe for 10 years or so, we've had shows where the show's never about the show, right? Like Homeland. Homeland is not about terrorism. Homeland is about, you know, manic depression, right? All these shows are not about the shows. These shows are all about the other thing that's going on in the show that they're wanting to teach you about, expose you to, share with you, destigmatize, whatever. Ted Lasso is a great show, but it's not about soccer, and it's not about humor, it's not about comedy. It's about mental illness, right? And you kind of don't tell me up front or maybe I won't watch the show, but then you get hooked and then you're like, oh, the message. Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Neighbors react to a deadly shooting of two parents in Baldwin County. We'll have that story. Also, a big fire in Walden County. Those stories and more after this update from Fox.
Is China trying to be a peacemaker? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Its leader Xi Jinping is in Russia now for talks with President Vladimir Putin, whose war in Ukraine is in its 13th month.
President Xi is calling his first trip to Moscow in 4 years a journey of peace, issuing a statement that reads, quote, conflict and war benefit no one. U.S. officials are highly skeptical about this sentiment, maintaining that China is still considering providing Russia with lethal aid in its continued assault on Ukraine. If the meeting results in a ceasefire proposal from Beijing, that would only ratify Russia's conquest and give time for Putin to plan a renewed offensive.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff still angry over continued U.S. and South Korean joint military drills. North Korea fired another missile test, claiming it was a simulated nuclear attack.
North Korea's state news agency calling the exercise a stronger warning to the South and the United States. The two allies insist their drills are defensive, but the North views them as a rehearsal to invade.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Will former President Trump be arrested tomorrow? He claimed he would be over the weekend, calling for his supporters to protest. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging people to remain calm while also criticizing the investigation in New York City as political.
This is a DA that has watched crime and pride himself on not prosecuting felonies.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg